Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we started out this week talking about sexual harassment and the hashtag MeToo movement.
Right.
Even though we had talked about it for a couple of weeks, and or over the past couple of months, actually, how we would do a podcast or how we would talk about it, you mentioned on Monday that one of the reasons that we finally kind of put our thoughts together to do a podcast or group of podcasts on this topic was because someone you know posted a blog about her history.
Right.
And I think that it fits very nicely here to talk about that a little bit, because as we talk about what to do about or what can we do to help people who have been harassed or assaulted or abused in some way, we need to talk about, you know, how to help those people manage the thoughts and the memories and the traumas associated with it. And one of the ways that we talk about doing that is to write about it.
That's right. There's a two-part process at work here, because now we have a movement, and being part of that movement is supportive. And this now has the shutters have been thrown open on this horrible crime. And so women are banding together, coming together, and they're finding support.
Right.
However, there's also an individual struggle, because everybody's story is a little bit different.
Right.
And as you said in one of the podcasts, I think it was on Tuesday, you said there's a spectrum.
Right.
There's everything from a vile comment to a physical assault.
Right.
Okay. So everybody's story is a little bit different, but and each individual has to manage her pain and trauma and doubt and guilt and whatever she's feeling in her own, his or her own way, because certainly this isn't, though they're overwhelmingly women, it's not only women who have been sexually exploited in this way. So there's an individual struggle that each of these women has to go through, and they have to heal on her own. Each has to heal on her terms.
Right. So when we think about treatment for a person who has experienced this, again, as I mentioned a moment ago, writing is an important way. And this we posted a link to an article from the American Psychological Association that talks about the importance of writing about trauma to help reduce stress. But generally speaking, and we'll get to some specifics in just a moment, but generally speaking, the strategy that tends to be very effective for people who have been through some of this is talking about it, writing about it, sharing it, working in groups, support groups, group therapy. Individual therapy helps as well to work through some of the individual personal things. But talking about it is, and writing about it is so powerful because it creates exactly what the Me Too movement has created, and that is a community of people who can share openly and talk openly about their experiences, so you know that you're not alone and that you can do something to progress and to get better.
That's right. There's something mysterious. To me, it's mysterious. There might be some people who know about it. There's something mysterious about the writing process that you and I are writers. We do a lot of writing. And we always say, you learn to write, but you write to learn.
Right.
And you write to learn what you don't know.
Right.
When you and I are writing our material, you'll think, okay, I got this. You start writing and then you suddenly realize, wow, I don't know this and this and this. Okay. So one of the things that you do therapeutically with writing is you discover the pieces that you're not sure of, or that you weren't aware of.
Right.
Okay. They may be there, but you were suppressing them, And it wasn't until you started writing it down mm-hmm. that they started to come out of you.
Right.
But there's a second aspect of writing that when your body starts doing something, mm-hmm. when your hand starts mm-hmm. to do something, it produces, it generates ideas.
Right.
We don't, that's the mysterious part. There's a therapeutic approach where you actually write with your non-dominant hand.
Right.
And stuff comes out that you weren't even aware of.
Okay? Right.
I don't pretend to know much about that except right. the one podcast that I listen to. I have right. to learn more about it. But we learn about ourselves mm-hmm. through writing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in much the same way, you know, when we do these podcasts and we're talking about things and, you know, we do some research and we pull some thoughts together and we sit here, you know, how many times is it that we are doing the podcast and we think, well, you know, I didn't think about it until just now, even though we're doing research
somewhere.
And we were pulling the information and everything.
Right.
All of a sudden you start generating some new ideas and mm-hmm. new thoughts. And so,
right.
you know, the process of communicating, whether it's verbally or in written form, is powerfully therapeutic.
Right.
And so, so writing about it, and this is, again, the person that you know that wrote about it, we could see in her writing how powerful it is, and she has even made comments about,
right.
you know, how just the simple act of writing this blog has changed much of the way that right. she even feels about right. the whole thing.
And when I thanked her congratulated her for writing it,
for her courage,
she wrote back and said that she was hesitant, reluctant to write this, to make it public, and mm-hmm. But she said now she's beginning to feel much better about having said
mm-hmm.
it
right.
Now that it's out, and but it was in writing it that she was able to work through her own anger
mm-hmm.
and her own guilt, remorse, but also that she was able to share it. Now it's out there
right.
for other people. So it has that second aspect that not only was it therapeutic for her,
mm-hmm.
but now others
right.
Others can see it
right.
and gain courage and,
right.
and from it.
Mm-hmm. It can be therapeutic for them as well.
Therapeutic for readers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for those who have been abused, harassed, assaulted, mm-hmm. Finding a medium for,
right.
for, you know, the way that I talk about it with patients is, you know, to me, it's almost like a poison that's inside and you need some way to get the poison out. And
it's a toxin. It's having right. a toxic effect on your body and you've got to get it out.
Right.
You have to purge
right.
the toxins.
And so you may do that through artistic endeavors. You may do that
right.
through writing. You may do that through communicating, talking, expressing it verbally.
Right.
You may express it in physical ways through exercise
right.
and through physical other physical activities.
Right.
Whatever the form, the premise is, the mm-hmm. underlying premise to all of these is getting that out. It's a negative energy. It's a negative toxin, as you
right.
said.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to find a way to relieve your body of
mm-hmm.
that toxin.
Right, right. And she says that, this friend of mine says that she didn't say anything.
Right.
She said, I was 13 when you did this to me. And she held on and held on
right.
and held on. That's a toxin
right.
in your body.
Right.
And you have to rid yourself of that toxin. One of the ways to do it is, as you say, either talk about it or write about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you have to get rid of it. You have to
yeah.
rid your body of it. Sharing it with others empowers them to do it.
Right.
So you you continue to build the community,
right.
the support community.
Yeah. There are, of course, other individual therapeutic strategies,
right.
Cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, those kinds of things.
EMDR.
Can be very
PTSD.
Helpful, exactly,
mm-hmm.
for these types of issues. But as far as what you can do, like right now, you know, starting right now today, you don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to
no.
pay anything mm-hmm. for a session, even a copay. You don't have to do any of that. Just
sit down and start
tell
writing.
Your story.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't share it with anybody, you know, writing your story, journaling is an incredibly powerful mechanism for dealing
with it. I did this with a patient several years ago who had been physically, sexually assaulted. And she carried this for years, okay? And so I had her start to write letters to her to the perpetrator, okay? Yeah. And I have a stack because she kept writing. And as she would write, it would begin very legibly. But as the pages went on, it got less. By the end, her writing was illegible because now it was just pure
passion.
The
emotion.
Now the emotion was coming out.
Right.
And finally, after several months, and every once in a while she'd write another one, you know, just. But eventually it came out, and we're no longer talking about it. It's been years, and it's never come up. Yeah. And it was a focus. It was an obsession for her for several years.
Right.
I would have to walk her out to her car because she wanted me to look in the car and make sure nobody was there because she was terrified that this person was going to appear.
Yeah.
And she finally got it out. And now it's a non-issue.
Absolutely.
So good advice.
Yeah. So, all right. That is it for today. Tomorrow for Friday's podcast, we're going to talk about sort of moving forward. Where do we go from here?
Now
what? So where's the Me Too movement moving in and what are we going to do? Next. So until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.